All right, it's Josh Culler here, host of the REI Marketing Weekly, and man, am I excited to announce to you guys a brand new book that is actually coming out very soon. It is available for pre-order right now. It's called the REI Marketing Book. It is literally just a collaboration full of nuggets from 50 of the top real estate investors in the country. It is 100% geared towards helping you with your marketing and your real estate investing business. And how do you get a hold of it? Well, you can simply go to reimarketingbook.com to get a hold of that. Right now, it is available for pre-order and should be published within the next couple of months. So make sure you go grab your copy. We've spent a lot of man hours putting this book together for you guys that is just jam-packed full of nuggets and bits of information about how these guys run their marketing in the real estate investing business. So make sure not to miss out on that. Now let's go ahead and jump into the REI Marketing Weekly for the Who's Crushing It segment. Make sure to take notes and let's make it happen. Welcome back to the REI Marketing Weekly. It's your host, Josh Culler with Culler Media and REI.video. I'm super pumped to have, man, this is really exciting for me. So I've been following this guy for a long time, ever since I got into the real estate investing industry, been in it for actually going on 9 years now. Where's the time gone? So since I was 19 years old, I've been following this guy around, and I it's like ultimate OG when it comes to like podcasting and getting contextual, valuable content out into the world of, real estate, but also economics and so many other things. But I've got Jason Hartman on the line. Jason, how you doing, man?
Josh, it's great to be here. Happy Friday. Well, that's Friday, when we're recording. Yes. I don't know when people are listening, but yeah.
they're listening on a Friday for sure. If not, then replay this on Friday. But yeah, I'm super excited to have Jason online here. So obviously, like I said, I've been following him for a while, but we met at Family Mastermind with Matt Andrews, and great place. We've been connecting there, and just an awesome human being to, you know, connect with and learn more about. But today we're going to be talking about a lot more foundational things when it comes to marketing. And Jason himself, he's an influencer, has 15 podcasts. I don't know how many podcasts you have, Jason.
Actually, like, you know, I didn't know either. Technically, we have 34 shows.
Oh, gosh.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And, but, you know, really the main show is the Creating Wealth show. That's the big one. And, you know, that's the real estate show. That's what really drew me into podcasting originally many years ago. So.
Absolutely. And that's the one that most people know you for. So you guys make sure we'll have links to most of his shows down there. Maybe not all 34, but we'll have links to definitely most of the top ones there down in the description below in the show notes. So make sure you check that out. But I'm excited to have him on here. So we're going to be talking a lot more about foundational type stuff when it comes to marketing and maybe some of the trends that he's seeing and importance of consistency. And then he's also been really big with direct mail. So I'm interested to hear your opinions and kind of strategies that you take on that as well. But before we get into it, guys, if you haven't already, make sure you have subscribed to the show, no matter what platform you're on. If you are on Apple Podcasts, not right now, but after this episode, head over to the homepage of this show, leave a 5-star review with your feedback. I would much appreciate that. And then also make sure you have ordered the REI Marketing Book. I need to get it on my desk and just leave it here so I could show you if you're on video. But the REI Marketing Book, 37 of the top real estate investors in the world talk about the strategies, techniques, and all of the things that they do in their marketing for the real estate investing business. So you can go pick that up for $497, free plus shipping offer. Yes, this is a marketing show, so you're dropping into my marketing funnel so I can remarket to you later on down the road. But you can go get that $497 at reimarketingbook.com. So make sure you go pick that up after this show. All right, Jason, do me a favor. I know that you probably don't have to do a whole lot of introduction because most people know who you are. But for the people that don't know who you are, do me a favor and just briefly introduce yourself, who you are, what you do, a little bit of your background in real estate, and where you're at today.
Yeah. So, you know, I've been in real estate for a long, long time. I became interested in becoming a real estate investor at age 16. I got into the business getting my real estate license at age 19. First year of college, I started selling real estate. About 6 months later, I bought my first investment property. I really always was interested in the investment side. The business side was kind of an accident, I guess. When I say business, I mean the brokerage side. And, you know, I've owned a real estate company. I sold it to Coldwell Banker in 2005. I've done a lot of stuff. I've owned, you know, hundreds and hundreds of units, apartment buildings, mobile home park, many, many single family homes. Single family is really my bread and butter. I think that's really the best asset of all of them. But you can certainly make money in lots of areas of real estate. It's It's a great asset class. I always say, Josh, it's the most historically proven asset class in the entire world, and it's the most tax favored asset class in America. And you know, taxes are the single largest expense in almost everybody's life. So we got to make sure we learn how to save on taxes, no matter what we do. And so, you know, I do the things simultaneously. I invest for my own account, and I also do some hard money lending, some real estate development. But I'm also in the business of helping clients buy investment properties nationwide. And I've been doing that for a long time. And, you know, we basically vet markets and recommend the best places to invest. And then we provide actual properties people can buy in all of these markets. And that's been just a super rewarding business. I've helped thousands and thousands of people do that. And, you know, hope to help many, many thousands more.
Absolutely, man. That's quite the rap sheet, and very impressive. And yep. Guys, everything he talks about here, again, we'll have linked down in the description below so you can learn more about Jason, connect with him and whatnot. So Jason, I want to go ahead and dive into some of your like incredible in-depth knowledge about marketing in this just specific sector of real estate, right? So some of the foundational things, like you've been in this for a long time. I'm very curious, what are some of the trends, some of the things that have kind of shifted in the world of marketing when it comes to real estate investing, maybe not just acquisitions, but even brand recognition, disposition, right, stuff like that. Like, what are some of the things that over time since you've been in real estate that have shifted, and maybe some of the things that you're actively doing today?
Sure. Yeah. There's a load of stuff there. You know, I used to teach direct mail, snail mail seminars to realtors years ago. And, you know, one of the things I would always get asked, it's so funny, Josh, I would always get the same question. You know, there's that one core question you just keep getting over and over. Every time, you know, I was in front of an audience back then, you know, they would come up on the break or they'd raise their hand if it was a small group and I could take questions. And they would say, Jason, you know, I like everything you said, but, you know, I want to be different. I want to stand out. What do I do to stand out among the crowd, the flock, the herd of all these other real estate people out there? And, you know, I finally figured out my perfect answer to that question. And here it is. Okay. If you want to be different, be consistent. Because being consistent is really unique.
It is.
Most people follow the marketing plan du jour, you know, like the soup du jour at a restaurant, right? Soup of the day. You know, they're like, it's a shiny object syndrome. They go after this thing, that thing. Oh, this is the big marketing idea that's going to change my career, change my life, you know, change my investment strategy. And, you know, it's really not. There isn't anything like that. Even now is, you know, after all these years, you know, we see things evolve. And no matter what, the human mind operates on consistency. You know, and that's really what a brand is, if you think about it. You know, the first book I ever published was called Become the Brand of Choice: How to Earn Millions Through Relationship Marketing. And, you know, really, a brand is many things, of course, whether it be a product brand or a personal brand. But one thing any brand is for sure is consistent. I mean, think about it. If you look at, you know, one of the biggest brands in the world, McDonald's, right? It's not the best food. It's very unhealthy food, but it's very consistent in its offering. No matter where you go on planet Earth, it's a very consistent offering. And the marketing and the promotion is just very consistent. So, you know, you don't have to have the best podcast, for example, if you're podcasting. You don't have to have the best direct mail pieces. But what you do need to do is do whatever you're doing consistently. Consistently. Gosh, I don't know why I keep messing that word up. Consistently, because the human mind begins to trust you when you're consistent. Okay. So when you make impressions in a spaced repetition format over time, you gain trust. You know, in my old direct mail seminars, I used to talk about something I called the trust bank account. And the deposits in the trust bank account are consistent messaging and consistent marketing. The withdrawals are inconsistent messaging and inconsistent marketing. Okay. So, you know, people just tend to rely on and trust things that are consistent, that are there, that they're seeing over and over again. So, you know, the piece of advice I could give everybody today is don't try to make your marketing an art project. Just make it consistent. It's great if it looks good. It's great if it's unique. It's great if the message is good. Absolutely, that stuff's all awesome. But the thing that wins the day is consistency.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you segued into that. That's I always tell people, especially because, you know, Jason, I'm in the content marketing space, and that's the core of what we do on in Color Media. And at the end of the day, like some of the clients that we have that turn over the quickest, they're turning over right about 6 months. And that's not enough time to see any result on any marketing, right? Like a significant ROI right. on any marketing that you're doing, much less organic social, right? Organic content that you're putting out. And the ones that are getting the most traction now are the ones that have been with us for over a year. Like, and I know that's a big commitment a lot of times, especially if you're doing anything in marketing, especially if you're doing paid advertising, if you're like running Facebook ads or even direct mail campaigns where you're actually paying for the postcards that are going out, right? It's hard to sit back and watch your money go out there and not get a return immediately. And we all know this. We all know like the follow-up sequences that you're supposed to do and everything and staying consistent with that. But far too many people don't want to stay consistent. But then that leads me to the question, Jason, is now we're going to play devil's advocate, is at what point do you say this marketing channel is no longer working? It's not working for us and it's not producing the results that we need. And so now we got to cut it off without staying consistent, right? So what does that look like?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I don't know. I think it depends on a lot of factors. You know, for example, you know, if one marketing channel is just made obsolete by some new thing, then, you know, maybe it is time to switch and migrate over to that new thing. But I got to tell you, as long as I've been around, really not much is new. Okay. Yeah. You know, newspapers are out of style, but people still advertise in them. Lots of companies spend many millions of dollars a year advertising in good old fashioned newspapers. You know, direct mail is still in style. Zillions of dollars are spent on that. Just look in your mailbox. And interestingly, with just good old fashioned direct mail, and by the way, I'm not really doing direct mail nowadays. I just want to make that clear because, it kind of sounded like that in the intro. But, I'm open to doing it again because the email box is so full, right, that it's hard to get attention in the email box. Remember, whenever anything has a barrier to entry, there's less competition. Okay, so if you've got to spend money to do snail mail, you're going to have a lot less competition in the physical mailbox than you are in the email box that's super cheap to get to, right? But, you know, don't measure it on the number of people you're sending anything to, whether it be 300 in a snail mail campaign, you know, like marketers looking for, you know, people who want to sell their house, right? Or, you know, 3 million in an email campaign, right? It's the number of people that actually receive and digest the message, right?
So it's the quality more as opposed to the quantity of what you're going after. And I see this a lot with, you know, the trend right now is text blasting, cold calling, stuff like that. And those models are so focused on quantity, 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 and very little on the quality of the person that you're reaching out with. And I just had this conversation with Jim Zaspel yesterday on a show that we recorded, and it's already gone out on why he doesn't like those kind of methods of marketing. But I think that you're absolutely right. Consistency is what wins the day at the end of the day. And I always say, like, almost anything you do in marketing is a marathon, and you have to commit to that marathon and always be running that, because I completely agree. That is the number one way to stand out, because there's so many people in our space now that are doing everything the same. So, like, if you have a wholesaling, business in, say, Indianapolis, you're doing direct mail, well, you could bet your butt that everybody else is doing direct mail. if you're doing text blasting, everybody else is doing text blasting. And at the end of the day, it's going to be like, who's staying consistent with the follow up, who's consistently keep pounding that list. And ultimately that will win out with the marketing strategies that you're doing.
No question about it. So, you know, one other corollary to this maybe is this, well, on the consistency thing, let's say that someone is listening to this and they're thinking, okay, well, I signed up for this direct mail program or this whatever program, and, you know, I signed up with a service or an agency and the budget is $2,000 a month. I don't want you to think of that budget as $2,000 per month. I want you to think of that budget as $24,000 one-time fee. Okay. And I want you to earmark that money in your bank account. You don't necessarily have to give it to the provider because they might go out of business and you lose your money. Okay. But, you know, just put that $24,000 aside on the shelf and say, I'm going to let them drain $2,000 of it each month, and it's going to last me a year. You know, the hard part is when we let our emotions get involved and, you know, we're 4 months in, we're 6 months in, and we're thinking like, gosh, I'm spending all this money, I'm not getting anything back. But you just got to know that if you are consistent, and of course, you're going to tweak your message and split test along the way. You know, there are lots of hacks and shortcuts you can use, right? Of course, but consistency has got to be the biggest hack of all of them. Okay. So that's one thing. The other thing I'll just tell you is when I was in the business of selling real estate, traditional real estate, I mean, I was a rock star real estate agent. When I was 24 years old, I was making, adjusted for inflation, the equivalent of about $1 million a year today. Okay. So at 24, all right. And the way I did that is I was just spending a lot of money, you know, investing it back into my business. I didn't start with any connections. I was in Orange County, California. When I started my real estate career, literally the only person I knew that could have afforded to buy real estate or sell it was my mother. And she was also in real estate, in a different type of real estate at another firm, you know, across the county from me. And so I didn't know anybody. I didn't have any head start. I didn't have any connections. Okay. I just did really consistent, good marketing. And so here's the next big principle that will help you be more consistent. This is it. Okay. Now, before I tell you the answer, I'll just explain what I did as a real estate agent. I was really into the idea of what's called farming. I was a farmer. Mm-hmm. And the idea of farming is you pick a neighborhood of 300 to 500 homes, and you just make sure everybody in that neighborhood knows you. Okay. So that when they want to sell their house, you're the person they think of. All right. And think of it. I was this like 21-year-old kid at the time I started farming. Okay. And you know, I looked like a baby, and I didn't know anybody or have any connections. And I just started marketing like crazy. And I'd knock on doors. I'd do everything I could, massive action. And it took a long time. And I remember at many points, I was very discouraged. I had this competitor, his name was Mark. And I, you know, one day on the pink sheet, two new listings came up in the farm area and Mark got both of them. And, you know, this was like some 40-year-old guy who looked authoritative, who had experience. I didn't have any of this. And I went to my broker and I was really down and I said, you know, how do, you know, maybe I should just give up, right? And he said something to me that was really smart. And he said, Jason, don't suffer day to day. Add it all up at the end of the year and decide if you're happy or not. Mm-hmm. And you know what? That kept me going, that statement, right? Mm-hmm. And so here's the key that'll help you be consistent. And this is my saying, I'd rather be number one with a small group than number two with a large group. Because there's no number two. Number two doesn't get the business. The second choice doesn't get the business. The first choice gets it. So if you shrink the size of your market and shrink the size of your audience and really make a big impression on a smaller group that you can afford to be consistent with, you're going to get better results. Okay, because there's no number two. You got to be the number one choice. You got to be the person who gets the deal. Okay, and so that's what I'd say. You have to be able to afford to be consistent, over time. And the way you afford to be consistent is by shrinking the size of the market. And, you know, I love it, like in the podcast world, so many of these podcasters are bragging about their huge numbers. And, you know, I look in these different podcast groups online and I get kind of envious about this stuff. But the fact is, my podcast has made me, I don't know, somewhere in the neighborhood of $20 million. Okay. I bet theirs has not made that much. And, you know, my audience is not the biggest. I don't have giant download numbers, but I have a really engaged audience that really likes my stuff. They buy properties from me. They buy educational products. And it, you know, you don't have to have, folks, stop stressing about how big your audience is. Stress about how engaged your audience is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I 100% agree with that. I'm glad you hit on that too. That's really interesting, because in a world today where all these, you know, let's say specifically wholesaling gurus, they're preaching scale, 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 scale. That means going into other markets, going into 50 states, and like you're just scaling yourself out of business. Essentially, we see this a lot, right? And I understand that there's a lot of markets that are saturated, right? But I think that the model that you're going after, it's a lot more, again, about the quality of the person you're going after in your marketing, as opposed to the quantity. It's the difference between, you know, again, like a lot of people use the analogy, shooting a shotgun versus a sniper rifle. And that's that's the approach. And I completely agree with that. I take that approach in my marketing too. I'm not looking to build an audience of millions of people. I'm looking to build an audience of people that are going to feed into the core goals that I have for my business that I want to achieve, and have a lot less headache managing that. Right. So I think that's the key. But I appreciate everything you shared. We're going to have to let you go, because I promise you it'd be short and sweet. But I definitely want to have you back again soon, Jason. I appreciate everything you share. Like, I have learned so much. I'm glad we're recording, because I don't like taking notes on the show. I'm going to go back and listen and take some notes too. So thanks for everything. I do want to give you the opportunity, if somebody wants to connect with you and learn more about what you got going on. Again, we're going to have links in the description below, but what's the best way for somebody to connect with you? And I know you're going to say Voxer, so maybe put that out there.
No, I'm not going to say Voxer on the air. Okay.
Okay. So whatever you got, whatever the best way to connect.
You know, I've got the YouTube channel. The Creating Wealth podcast is my most popular podcast. Website is jasonhartman.com. That's jasonhartman.com. And so just through jasonhartman.com, we got all sorts of free resources. If you want to learn about, you know, how to invest in real estate the right way, how to think about it from an economics perspective, some really truly unique ideas on how to use debt, inflation, my refi to you die strategy, my Hartman risk evaluator. There's truly unique stuff that came literally out of my experience and out of my head. It's not the same old regurgitated stuff you hear from every other real estate book or every other real estate guru. Yeah. So there's some great stuff there. So check it out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll have that link down in the description below for you guys. And a couple of the resources in addition to jasonhartman.com we'll have down there. So Jason, I appreciate you being on here again, taking some time out of your day for us. Thank you so much for being on, and we look forward to having you back again soon.
Hey, Josh, my pleasure. Happy marketing and happy investing to everybody.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you so much for joining in today. Again, if you haven't subscribed to the show, if you're on Apple Podcasts, now is the time to head over to the homepage, leave a 5-star review with your feedback. And then also you make sure you purchase the REI Marketing Book. REIMarketingbook.com is where you can go get that. Thanks for joining, and we'll catch you on the next one. See you later.